Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Hope your day is going well, and it's always nice to have you tuning in from all around the world. We do have an international audience of folks who tune in religiously to learn about what it is we're sharing with our extraordinary guests who come in from all around the world, like our featured guest, Dr. Victoria Monlock, who is a favorite of ours here on the show. Matter of fact, recently I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in Waukesha, where her practice is, and we just did another incredible television video shoot, an interview, and a whole series of incredible productions there. She's amazing. She really is, you know, and it's somebody that when you have an opportunity to engage with Dr. Victoria Monlock, you're going to learn a lot, not just about health and wellness, I can tell you myself, but about life. She really has a wonderful perspective on life, and she's very compassionate, and she's very empathetic. Now, I can say this from experience, knowing her not just from these radio shows and things of that nature, but actually breaking bread with her and her family. And I just know and hearing testimonials from the countless patients who love Dr. Monlock and her staff, which I think is a beautiful thing. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of different things as we kick off this season, and we're very excited to welcome her back to Close Up Radio. This is an exploring a route to wellness with innovative OBGYN, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock, because there are many health conditions, you know, ranging from joint and muscle pain to migraines and low libido that impact the lives of women and often men too. And many doctors fail to listen to patients and get to the root cause of their problems. But one doctor, top-ranked OBGYN with nearly 35 years of practice experience, not only looks at the hormone connection, but has made it her mission to raise awareness. And that's incredible. That doctor, of course, is Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. She also has a YouTube channel, What's Up, Doc, as well. Check that out. You know, as the cover of her second book, Full Bloom, says, we must all learn the groundbreaking truth about your hormones and health. This remarkable doctor returns to Close Up Radio to discuss her theories, case studies, and research into health and wellness solutions that can help us live more balanced, effective, healthy, and youthful lives. As I mentioned, she listens to her patients. She really does. She does so well that they view her as a partner and an ally, and they most refer to her as Dr. Vicky. As the website notes, she aims to empower patients, work together on diagnosis, partner in care and treatment, and discover the best steps to take towards optimal health. And that's what's incredible. Often the key is hormone balancing, which she's a specialist in, something the doctor herself learned when she had various skin and autoimmune symptoms back at the perimenopausal stage. And since menopausal grief, now the doctor is always looking ahead to the next option. Since that balancing, she even says she looks younger and is more vital than the years, and I think that's incredible. We're so excited to have her here. In the new series, we're going to discuss Full Bloom and her first book, Blossoming, which centers on the pubescent years to age 30. And the section she contributed to a new book published by the Professional Women's Network, she will also reveal firsthand experiences with her health and her daughters and why she turned her successful group practice into exploring leading age medical approaches. And I think that's fantastic. It started with the bioidentical hormones and now encompasses stem cells and so much more, including energy healing research, all certain to ignite your thinking and personal wellness journey. Without further ado, it is my pleasure and honor to welcome Dr. Victoria Monlock back to Close Up Radio as we kick off this fresh, new, innovative series together. Dr. Monlock, thank you very much for joining us once again. A pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure I live up to all of that introduction, but I appreciate very much being back on with you as well, Jim.
Your mother faxed that introduction, so it had to run through her. Well, I can speak from experience, and I know, you know, I understand also as a top-ranked OBGYN physician that your practice, and I've even seen it up close and personal being there, has evolved over the years. Let's discuss for any new listeners or those revisiting our show, your history, education, accolades, and let's focus on the unique wellness techniques as well.
Well, I started life as in the world of medicine as the traditional OBGYN, and you know that's hitting the ground at 1,000 miles an hour and your hair on fire. You know, you're constantly chasing after babies that come in the middle of the night, and I was the busiest obstetrician at the hospital that I worked out of, and I was even the busiest in my group, of course. And for 16 years, I was very much the traditional OBGYN that most of us think of and know. I became the president of the group, and I tried to incept wellness services into the office and quickly realized that I was bucking the system, and that the system and even my own partners, who I thought I knew, nobody wanted wellness. They wanted procedures. They wanted more surgeries. They wanted things that would bring in the faster dollar for time spent. And that's what women want. And I looked at one of my partners and I said, women don't wake up in the morning and say, wow, I hope my doctor tells me I need surgery today. I said, what are you thinking? You know, you're not thinking. You know, what about your wife? What would your wife say to this? You know, well, that doesn't matter. You know, this is what we need, is we need more surgeries and whatever and whatever. And so when I heard this from every single one of my partners, I looked at them all and I said, I can't work with you. And I quit. So when I came in the door that night, my husband said to me, you're home early. I said, yeah, I quit my job. He said, you what?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I said, I'll figure it out. And the rest is history. So I decided I needed to follow not only what I wanted in an OBGYN as my doctor, but what I felt everybody else out there was also searching for. So I morphed into the more consultative wellness direction of women's health. And as women came in and they were feeling better than they've ever felt, they said, can you do this for my husband too? Sure, absolutely. And I felt very comfortable doing that because I started my initial training in internal medicine, which gave me the confidence in the background to be able to do men's health as well as women's health. So, and then I started going in directions that I knew medicine needed to go, and that was in the world of regenerative medicine and working first with stem cells, and then going into their next evolution of product, which is exosomes, or the proteins and growth factors that stem cells make. So it's just been this wonderful progression of following where medicine, I feel, needs to go and how I bring that back to my patients.
That is so important. That's the key, is bringing it back to the patients, and to do it in the way that you do. Where it's a hands-on approach is incredible. What are some of the hormone tests, doctor, that doctors fail to do or to examine closely enough? And we hear about bioidentical hormones. Maybe you can define those for us as well.
Sure. Well, you know, when I see in particular a new patient who is coming in to see if I'm the right doc for them, I give them an opportunity to first do a free consult with me so they can tell me their story in 30 minutes and no obligation. And then if they decide that they want to take it to the next step and do blood work, inevitably they will say to me, well, I just had blood work done with my doctor. Well, can you get that to me or show me what that is? And the blood work that medicine calls complete annual blood work doesn't even address any of the four what I call four hormone groups, or the four legs of the foundational chair of your health. And they say they do, but they really don't. So when I want to do hormone tests, I'm checking all four legs of that hormone chair. So the first leg is your, for a woman, your female and male. Yes, women make male hormones. And for guys, it's the male hormone, but hormones. So it's still that first leg of your chair. Your second leg of your chair are all five of your thyroid hormones, not just your TSH. Your third leg of your chair is your adrenal, which is measuring your cortisol, and then what supports that cortisol is your vitamin B12. And the fourth leg of your chair, that fourth hormone, nobody thinks of as a hormone, it's insulin. But insulin by itself doesn't tell you the story. You need the fasting blood sugar and the A1C. That's what gives you all four legs of your chair. And if you're not in balance, everybody knows if you sit on a chair with a broken leg, what happens? You land on the floor. And so you go, well, how did I land on the floor? And so you pick the chair up and you set it back down. And if you sit down on that chair without fixing the leg, you're back on the floor. Groundhog Day all over again. So that's what I see with patients coming in, is their doctors aren't looking at their foundational hormone labs. And they're missing all of that basic blood work that we have to have right, or everything above it is just not going to be you're not going to be in your best health.
Yeah. See, that's what's important for people to realize that. And you want to be in your best health. What are some of the health conditions that can be vastly improved once we really understand the hormone connection? Maybe you could even share a case study or two.
Well, in particular, what most people have no clue goes along with hormone levels out of balance is things like short-term memory loss, forgetfulness. They think, oh, I see those commercials for those supplements I can take, and I can improve my memory if I just take that supplement for 3 years. Well, wait a minute. You're kind of missing the whole idea of what might be missing in you in the first place. And maybe your hormone levels just aren't where they should be. Or those heart racing palpitations that you're having, or those migraines that seem to come out of nowhere, or your bladder misbehaving on you, or you're bloating with one bite of food, or you get angry at the drop of a hat, or your feet are swelling. All of these seemingly unrelated things can actually all be relatable to, are my hormones out of balance? And if one is out of balance, to the rescue, so if your female-male hormones are off, your thyroid may be trying to help out. Or your adrenal is stressing, trying to help you out. Or your insulin is going haywire. And until you fix all four legs of the chair, you're going to be overstressing or pushing one hormone group harder than the other. And so until you actually understand that, it isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work. So there are numerous case studies that I could share with you, but for instance, one of the patients that I'll tell you about is a patient that was actually a brand new patient. So she had done her 30-minute pre-consult, and then I always also give patients the opportunity to do a full one-hour consult with me. They have all of their blood results. They have all of their test results from their prior visits with their other doctors, and they just need to know, where am I? Well, I actually can let them come in for an hour, and I'll do their full report of their labs, tell them what's going on, even prescribe what I think they need to do for going forward, but there's no obligation that they have to become part of the office. They can take that information and they can go back and never see me again. They can be a part of whatever they decide they want to do for their health going forward with their prior doctor. So I never make it a requisite to absolutely, the first time they meet me, you know, join my office and be a part of what my system is. I want them very comfortable that they can kick the tires, so to speak. So come in, try me out. See what one appointment is like and pay cash for that appointment. And if you decide that this isn't for you, no obligation, move on. And a lot of people really don't just do that. They decide, wow, this is life-changing. I think I need to stay here. And so they do.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And I've had an opportunity while there to chat with several of the very satisfied patients. And they, I know you're humble about it, but they absolutely love you. And they've been coming from far and wide for a long time. And I think that's beautiful because they trust you and they like the level of care. And they also like the compassion and empathy that you show. You actually listen to them. You may have a strategy in mind, but you listen to them. And that's the other part that's sometimes missing in our world these days is anybody being heard and listened to. And I think you're so great at doing that, and it's important to you as well. You know, you've also authored, as I mentioned, several books on the subject of how hormones affect women and, yes, men, for the guys listening out there, and how it really can affect their health at distinct stages of life. Tell us about the books themselves, and also what inspired you to write them, and where can listeners get copies of them?
Themselves were something that I felt like what I'm doing is really, really important, good work, patient by patient, but the word needs to get out beyond Waukesha, Wisconsin. People really everywhere need to know that they actually can have their doctor talk to them for more than 2 minutes before a nurse practitioner walks in the room. I was mortified when my nephew said to me last week, you know, I finally have found the right person to take care of my health. It's my nurse practitioner. And I looked at him and I said, excuse me? He goes, oh, my doctor's terrible. They walk in and in 30 seconds to a minute, they're back out and they hand a piece of paper to the nurse practitioner and then the nurse practitioner takes over and that's who really listens to me. And I said, then you obviously have never come to see me as a doctor. I said, you know, I don't even have a nurse practitioner because you only see me for that 30 minutes or that 1 hour. And it blew his mind. He's my family, and he doesn't even know how I work. So that was kind of eye-opening to me right from the beginning. It was like, oh, my goodness gracious, are you kidding me? So, but more importantly, you know, it's that I feel very strongly that, you know, if I can get the word out and I can have case studies that are in the books that speak to the reader and say, wow, well, I'm reading about this person called so-and-so, but that could be me, or that could be my sister, or that could be my best friend. I think you just wrote about my best friend. Then now I'm speaking to somebody's need, and I'm hitting them a little closer to the heart and a little closer to somebody really does understand what I'm going through. How many times have we been to the doctor and we've had this, before you walk in, this idea of what you need to get out, but it never quite comes out, and it ends up, the whole discussion is of going in a different direction, and you walk out of there with a script in your hand and you go, well, holy smokes, that wasn't what I wanted to say at all. How did it get here? And you're not going to fill that script. And then the doc's going to be mad at you because you're not listening to them, but they didn't listen to you. So I've written both an adolescent book, Blossoming, for the adolescent female because most of us don't consider what the adolescent female goes through. And if you think about it, we call them drama queens. Oh, you're just dramatic. You're having your period. Go to your room. or, oh, you were just with your best friend. I can't talk to you right now. And we dismiss our adolescent daughters because we don't have time for them, or because they've been on Google and they've just spewed something out they saw on Google, and so you don't have time to engage them, and so you dismiss them and tell them to go to the room. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to go back on Google, or they're going to talk to their best friend again. And you've settled on an adversarial relationship with your adolescent daughter. And instead, and this was just so beautiful, I had a patient bring her 14-year-old daughter in last week, and she said, this is her first trip in to meet you. I need her to hear how you are explaining hormone balancing to me, because she's going to need this. And I want her to hear this from you where it's non-threatening, and she's hearing it as you talk to me. And I just thought, what a beautiful foresight this mom just showed her daughter.
Yeah.
And they've already got the adolescent book at home, so she's already been reading it with her. And it's just this marvelous non-adversarial relationship. It's the mother-daughter bond most of us want, but we don't always know how to do it. And this book allows people to see how you can build that relationship with your teenage daughters. They have questions just like you did. They just have more resources to ask when you're not available, and they may not get the right answers. So how do we ensure they do get the right answer? That's why I wrote Blossoming, and it's called A Mother-Daughter Guide, and it really is, and I just love that about it. So the second book I wrote is for the menopausal mom, because nobody talks about menopause either. They just tell women, oh, you got there. Oh, thank goodness you're through it, and now you can relax. Well, wait a minute. No, now everything slowly but surely starts shriveling and going down instead of maintaining your vibrancy and getting better. But nobody tells you you're at increased risk of breast cancer, even if you don't take any kind of hormone balancing at all. Most women are never told they're at increased risk of ovarian cancer simply because of their aging process. How do they prevent their heart disease? And nobody tells them that if you balance your hormones correctly, it's protective for all of it. Hormone has simply just been demonized in this culture, and it's wrong, and it needs proper education, and the proper resources need to get out there for patients.
And you're very good at doing that, and you've made it a mission to do that, which I think is a beautiful thing. Yeah, and you know this from your own experience. I've always said you walk the walk, talk your talk, because even you, you know, your own health suffered when you approached menopause, right? Tell us a little about that, and how did you change it?
Well, it was kind of an interesting little story. I'm in the middle of an OBGYN clinic, right? And there's eight doctors, and I walked into my clinic manager's office, who was my best friend, still is. And I said, you know, I don't understand what is going on with me. My skin just exploded. And I knew that I had rosacea, but I had it under control. I was doing all of the measures that I knew I needed to do. And so all of a sudden, I woke up one morning and my face was literally as swollen as if somebody had beaten me up. And all I had done was sleep. And I had to put ice packs on my face to get the swelling down to get to the hospital, because I was in the operating room at 7:30 and I couldn't even open my eyes. So I walked into my manager's office and I said, I don't know what's happening. And she looked at me and sat back in her chair and she said, well, if you, in the middle of an OBGYN office and you're the doctor, if you don't know what's going on, how do you expect your patients to know what's going on with them? And that statement just hit me like a laser right through my forehead. It was like, oh my God, this is my version of entering into hormone swing with perimenopause. Why can't I see that? So I couldn't even see it starting in me. It had to be somebody else pointing that out to me. And then it was like, aha, that was my aha moment. This happens even to me, and I write about this. It was crazy.
I know you do.
So I had to check my own hormones and start doing my own hormone balancing.
See, that's what I say. You walk the walk, talk the talk, and that's what makes you very relatable to your patients, right? I mean, I know you're humble about it, but every time I've had an opportunity to get testimonials from them, they love you because you really take the time to listen, but you really care, and they know you walk the walk, talk the talk. Not everybody does that, and that's very important for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's hugely important, because if I cannot be credible to my patients, and that just negates everything I'm trying to do for them. Because if I don't do, you know, do as I say, not as I do, I mean, really, come on. So that doesn't wash in the world of health. And if
right.
I walk in and I'm 50 pounds overweight and I'm, you know, drinking an espresso coffee, you know, and smell of smoke, that's not a wellness doctor, you know. So I truly feel the only way that I can be believed, credible, and actually feel the way I want to feel is to follow my own medicine, take my own advice. And I have patients all the time that when they say to me, well, how long are you going to continue to practice? And when I tell them how long I've been in practice and what my age is, they just drop their jaw and go, no, absolutely not. You can't be. So it truly can be, and I tell my patients I will keep you forever age 45. And is there anything wrong with always feeling 45, even if you're 65, even if you're 85? I had a patient who, and you'll laugh at this, she was out mowing her lawn at 86 on her riding lawnmower, and she was on an incline, and the riding lawnmower tipped over and fell on her. And you'd think, oh, my God, she probably broke every bone in her spine and, you know, tore her shoulder apart and whatever. Well, her neighbor helped her get the riding lawnmower off of her, and she came in to see me. She said, I'm a little sore in my shoulder. Can you check that out? And that was it. That was it.
Really incredible. I tell you, it's always a pleasure speaking with you because, you know, you have such a unique perspective on health and wellness and how you treat people and how you care about people and about life. The perspective is extraordinary. I encourage folks to go to the website, VictoriaJMondlockMD.com. I'll spell that out, VictoriaMondlockMD, and then the letter J, and then Mondlock, that's MONDLOCH, and then MD.com. She also has a cool series of videos she does on YouTube called What's Up, Doc? And she does a beautiful job talking direct to camera and talking about relevant things in health and wellness. So check that out as well. She'll be back with me next week as we continue to kick off our exclusive series together with Dr. Victoria J. Mondlock and myself here on Close Up Radio. Dr. Mondlock, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. You're a ray of sunshine, and so good to hear from you today.
Oh, bless your heart, and you as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are very welcome, and we'll chat again on the next episode next week. You know, beyond her recognition and accolades from patients, she was four-star rated by U.S. News and World Reports and named Best in Medicine by American Health Council, too. Cool stuff. Check her out, VictoriaJMondlockMD.com. For all of us here at Close Up Radio, I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, appreciate you being with us as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest right here on Close Up Radio. If you're looking for the books, Full Bloom and also Blossoming. Those are the titles of the books we were referencing earlier on the show. You have a great day. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Masters. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.